Hello, my audio boo friends. Slandy here. It's November 7th, a Thursday, and I'm getting ready to go to work. In fact, I didn't open the blinds to get a good view outside, although I've been outside already. I walked my daughter to school this morning, and yes, it's very windy, very gray, and it rained earlier on this morning, and now the rain has abated and the road is starting to dry up, but there are very dark, menacing clouds sort of moving very quickly over the horizon. I was just listening to Top Gold, Bernie's audio boo on My AB View Now. And I just want, the only comment I wanted to make, I love the idea, but I have one question and one comment. My question is it just enough to put the hashtag, or do we have to include everybody in the original tweet? Because if I want to write something, all those tweet names, well, take up so much space. So I'm just wondering, do we actually have to use just the hashtag and include everybody, or just the hashtag on its own? Anyway, that was my first question. My other statement or view, I guess, on this is I feel a little bit like a ship that's in dry dock, and I'll explain. I don't have a data plan on my phone. Okay, in fact, right now I'm using my iPhone 3GS, which I use as a glorified iPod, by the way, for some of you who don't know. And I don't have, and on my Android phone that I use, I have an HTC Android phone, which I do not use Audio Boo on because it crashes all the time. But on the, I can use Twitter, so I could use Twitter, but I don't have a data plan. Well, let me rephrase that. I have a data plan, but for those of you in Europe, in UK, just please, for the next 10 seconds, just grab onto something solid so you don't fall over with laughter. My data plan is all of 50 megs. Yes. No, not gigs. No, not 500 megs. 50 megs. Okay. I think if I sneeze the wrong way, I'll wipe out my whole data plan. So now, probably you're thinking to yourself, well, why? Why can't you get a data plan? Well, because they're very expensive here in Canada. And if some of you follow the news here in the Great White North, you'll have heard, no doubt, that the Canadian government is going after the big phone companies to try to drive down the price of data. And the companies themselves, well, they're stipulating that, hey, you know what, it costs a lot of money to set up all the cellular towers, and it's a vast country to cover and all that stuff. So the price of data has not dropped at all, really. Yeah, there's some specials here and there that they'll offer, but if you're not careful, or if you don't read the fine print sometimes, there's catches to it. So I'm basically stuck with this 50 megs until such time that some of these companies decide to wake up and start offering either more gigs for the, more data for the same price, or find some way to compromise and keeping the price maybe a little bit higher and then offering more gigs or something to that effect. For instance, in my case, I use my phone maybe twice a month, if that, to either receive or make a call. So to me, I think it would be advantageous to have more data, because I'd love to use data. I'd love to be able to send a picture or update a tweet or do an audio boo on the spur of the moment when it hit me, and just be able to upload it. I mean, it's not so bad, because we have a chain of coffee shops here in Canada called Tim Hortons. I'm sure you're all well aware of them. And they now offer Wi-Fi throughout their whole network. So, and you're never more than a stone's throw from any Tim Hortons. So I could literally pull up into a parking lot of a Tim Hortons and then send a tweet or record an audio boo and post it. I could do that, and I have done that in the past. It would be nice to have a little bit of data. I'm not saying I don't need 6 gigs. 1 gig would be nice for a reasonable price. Right now, 1 gig would run me close to $65 Canadian a month. And although it doesn't sound like a heck of a lot, it's still, for somebody who hardly uses their phone, it's a lot of money. Sure, you get all sorts of bells and whistles with that, but I don't need them because I hardly ever use my phone. Ideally, what I'd love is something called, and if, I may be wrong about this, but supposedly there's a protocol out there, a wireless protocol that they want to introduce called WiMAX. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of this. Hopefully I didn't dream this up, but basically WiMAX has this huge range, and it uses regular Wi-Fi protocol, but supposedly the range is something like 50 kilometers. I don't know how it works. I don't even know I can't remember where I read about this, but I know I didn't make this up. I read about it somewhere, or somebody told me about it, or I heard it on the radio or something. But supposedly there's this thing called WiMAX. If anybody knows anything about it, I'd love to hear more about it if you do have additional information. That would be phenomenal, because then with something like WiMAX, you know, if people set up towers or whatever, however it works, basically who needs a data plan anymore? Who needs, who needs an actual cell phone company? You could just do everything over Skype, as long as you always had this signal. So that's where I am with that. I've audio booed about this before. It's nothing new. It's sort of a reoccurring thing that comes up. I'm right now on a 3-year contract with my present provider, and it runs out less than a year now. No, it's November, right? Okay, no, in a year. So November of 2014, this contract comes to an end. And then I'll decide, well, I'm not going with them again, because again, they don't have any decent data plans. They don't have any iOS devices whatsoever. And my next phone is going to be probably an iPhone 4S, because by next year, the price will be rock bottom, because they'll probably come out with the iPhone 6 or 6A or whatever it's going to be called. And, a 4S will, nobody will want them anymore. As long as it can still run the latest version of iOS, I'd be happy with it. I don't mind, as long as it just works. And that's what I like about iPhones. They just seem to work. Even my 3GS is run down as it is and broken, and the casing in the back is cracked and the glass is a bit scratched on the front, but you know, it still works. It's got 32 gigs. I've got all my music on here. And with 32 gigs, I don't have to do too much swapping out of music. I used to have a 16 gig iPod, and I was forever taking this music out and taking this playlist out and putting that playlist in. And I had a lot of management and maintenance, whereas I can just throw in a bunch of music. I even have some photographs of the family and my daughter, and I can show them off from time to time. So I'm happy with that. And with Boss Jock Studio now, and hopefully I'll get into more of that later on, it's going to become a device that I'll go to more and more. So I'd really like to have a data plan with it. But again, it's cost prohibitive right now for me. If I had, if I could write it off in a business or something, that'd be fine. But I can't right now, so that's not a possibility. Anyway, I just wanted to share my thoughts on this and on my AB view now. And we'll see where it goes. Okay, thanks for listening, and have a great day.